My name is Dina Pule. I'm the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture. We have been visiting the province of the Eastern Cape this week. From Monday, we have been here until today on Friday. We've been visiting all the projects that fall under the Farmer Production Support Units, which are cooperatives, which are groups of farmers that are being assisted by the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Land Reform, both at the provincial level and national level. However, the FPSUs fall under the national, and therefore we came here to visit them. We started in East London in the municipalities there. We visited Ngqeqa, and we went to the next municipality, and then we went to see the other projects, which are citrus growers, and then we met also with the livestock farmers. We met with different farmers that are farming different crops, and there are challenges there somewhere, but others are working very well. There are a few challenges, and the challenges that the farmer spoke about is around issues of water, electricity, because it's expensive. The bills, the monthly bills are always very high. And the most important part that was very glaring, that the farmers, most of them, that from where we started at Ngqeqa on Monday to here in Gqeberha, when we went to the Ado Valley, which is the Sunday Valley farms there, it's the title deeds. Members or farmers are saying that if they could access title deeds, they would then be able to develop, because they can then have an opportunity to go to the to the banks and loan money. So for starters, we visited Ngqeqa, and then we went to Zanyokwe, and from there on Tuesday we went to Raymond Mhlaba municipality, where we went to see to meet the citrus farmers, which is in Cut River, and I think they farmers were well fine with the support that they get from the department. And on Wednesday, we went to Ngqushwa local municipality, and there we went to visit the Ngqushwa citrus project and the pack house there, the Ripple Meat pack house, and we got a good story there at Ripple Meat pack house. Although it has not been functioning fully, they still need funds to finalize it, but we were told that the department has already come to do due diligence and look at how they can continue. On Thursday and Friday, Thursday we went to the Ndlambe local municipality, and there we went to visit Alexandra FPSU. There we have a problem because we don't have a structure of the farmer production support unit, to an extent that the department said they had identified land but they could not use it. So they have requested a farmer there to keep the mechanization and everything else in his farm, so that when the farmers need them, they can get them there. And lastly, today we went to the Sunday River Valley local municipality, and we went to the Sunday River Valley farms there, which is both cash crop farmers and the citrus farmers there, and livestock farmers. So we listened to all of them. The challenge again today was the title deeds came strongly again, and the issue around water also came very strongly. So we think that eventually, when we go back as a committee and we discuss, we will come up with recommendations that are going to try and assist the department to assist these farmers here in the Eastern Cape. But we had a very good week.
Thank you.
Thank you.